come with joy in our hearts as we think about this time. It's just something on the calendar, but every day we adore you.
Yes.
As we come today, may we decrease and may you increase. Save someone today, encourage another. When this time is done, we'll give your name the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise be to God. There's a word from the Lord today that comes from the prophet Isaiah. There in the 9th chapter and verse number 1. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. This morning I want to preach from the sermonic title, When Jesus is Missing. When Jesus is Missing. More than 20 years ago, a 9-year-old girl, Amber Hagerman, left her home in Arlington, Texas, on her bicycle. Along with her 5-year-old brother, they drove, we called it driving back then, we had a bike, down to the bike ramp, right near an old store that had closed down some years earlier. And the brother headed back home, and she stayed there, and minutes later, someone abducted her. 4 days later, she turned up dead. That is still a cold case. And thus comes what we are familiar with as the Amber Alert.
Yes.
That whenever there's suspicion that someone has abducted a child, that on your phone and over your television and on some of the street signs, you see an Amber Alert.
That's right.
Giving you the make and model of the car. And I don't know about you, but whenever I see that, it causes my heart to drop.
Yeah.
On a lighter note, a couple of years ago, I preached at a setting in the city of Baltimore, and right when I stood to preach, there was an Amber Alert.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's phone in the church went off. I started again, and the alert went off again. It let me know that something was serious. And I said to the church, can y'all tell me who's missing? Can you give me the description? But thank God that this child's mother fought hard to have some system in place so that if this were to happen, that someone would be alerted. I stopped by to issue another alert this morning. Jesus is missing. He's missing from our homes. He's missing from our workplaces.
Yeah.
He's missing in our government.
Yeah.
He's missing in our communities.
Yeah.
Jesus is missing in our churches. The number one suspect in the disappearance of Jesus is the culture.
Come on.
They played a hand in the disappearance of Jesus.
Amen.
They hid Jesus behind Christmas sales.
Yeah.
They hid Jesus behind Christmas trees. They hid Jesus behind Christmas parties. And that's why I find it important to issue an Advent Jesus alert.
That's all right.
And today we join the search party. What are we looking for in our search for Jesus? Based on his personality, and based on his profession, and based on his power, and based on his permanence, and based on his preeminence, personality, and he will be called Wonderful. Wonderful is a description of something, in this case, of someone. We hear the phrase, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Well, any time of the year is wonderful if Christ is operating in our lives. Why? He's a wonder to our soul.
Yes, he is.
But a personality really is a way of thinking. It embraces moods and attitudes and opinions. And I laugh every time I hear people say, you are a media personality. That just means I've been on TV for a long time and a few folk know me. That makes me a personality. But what a personality our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has. It is a dynamic personality. It is a life-giving personality that's always displayed. Matthew 9:36 says, he was moved with compassion when he came across people. Isn't it great to have a heart of compassion? That's not really about you, but your hard self, and you nothing breaks you. But Jesus looked at the people and he had compassion upon them. He realized they did not have a shepherd. That is who he is. What is your personality? You've been told you have a charming personality. But is your personality Christ-centered? Is what you do something that lifts up the name of Jesus? So when you're looking for Jesus, look for someone with a great and wonderful personality. But also, take note of his profession. He'll be called Wonderful Counselor. Now, many of you are professionals. Why? Well, you go to a job every day and you get paid. And you're paid for your skill set. You've trained for it, you're qualified for it, and that makes you a professional. But when it comes to what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ does, he is a counselor.
Yes, he is.
And there's no charge for his sessions. You can bring your problems to him. You can bring your hurts to him. You can bring your disappointments to him. It's what he does. He helps people. I heard a preacher say some time ago, he was traveling, I guess, cross country. And you know, when you sit next to somebody, not all of us talk to everybody on the plane. And he must have looked distinguished. Woman says, what do you do for a living? What's your profession? He says, I bless people. What is your profession? What do you do beyond your 9 to 5?
Right.
It is that I want to help somebody to see Jesus Christ. The counselor, Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. You ever sat on his couch before? Been going through something and realized that you've told everybody, but you didn't tell Jesus? But once you told him, once you began to share with him what he already knew, didn't it make your life better? You didn't pay a shrink nothing. You said, Lord, I come to you because I need you in this hour. And so our profession is to go on the highways and the byways and the malls, letting folk know that Jesus Christ is still the King of Kings. Only what you do for Christ will last. You'll know him by his profession and by his personality, but also by his power. He shall be called Mighty God. And Mighty describes the type of power in the Godhead. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. There is power. I recall singing it every Sunday, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. And that's because we serve a God who's all-powerful all the time. Have you plugged into his power lately to realize that I serve a risen Savior who's in the world today, and his name is Jesus? His power ought to be on display in our lives. Folk want to say, you are strange somebody. And the Bible says that we'll procure your people. We'll watch us sometimes. We're a little peculiar. And we're a little strange. And why? Because we are doing what we're sharing with folk out of the power of the Holy Spirit that's been poured into us. Something about that name, Philippians 2 and 10, that at the name of Jesus, you won't do anything with my name and say, hey. But at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And the power is always in him. And when you come across power, know that you're on the hunt for he who the world has cast away. He don't mind sharing his power. There's his profession, his personality, and his permanence. He is the everlasting Father. We say that, that means someone stays the same. That he's always been God. He's always been powerful. He's always been the ruler of the world. He's always been up top. He's always been in that position. Why? He's a God who sits high and looks low, and it does not change. He doesn't have a time limit. There's no administration. He's not voted out. He's just God. Anybody ever tried this God who is everlasting? To everlasting? He never runs out of style. He never expires. He's just a God who is all powerful. There's always a new model of something. You bought your new car, there's a new model out that's better than that model.
That's right.
Two more buttons that your car didn't have. Amen. But we serve a God who is beyond new and improved. He's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You see, our time on this earth is temporary. But he's promised us a home. Oh, look at that now. I'm talking about a real place. Amen. Saints of old will tell you he's got a mansion just for me. On Hollywood Boulevard. That's where I'm going to be going. Amen. We will be in his presence. So we can find Jesus. We're familiar with his permanence, his power, his profession, his personality, and his preeminence. He is the Prince of peace. Preeminence is the quality of being superior. Nobody stacks up against God.
No.
Nobody is his equal.
No.
Amen?
Amen.
Ask Lucifer.
Come on.
He wanted to take over heaven.
Yes.
God booted him out.
That's right.
And all of the demons.
Yes.
But we've got to get close to him, who is the King of Kings.
Yes.
And the fact that we can track him down, we're looking for someone with peace. And you know you're getting close to Jesus when you feel peace.
Amen. Yes.
You know you're getting close, that you're on the right track when you feel this sense of peace.
Yeah.
Isaiah 26:3 says, he will keep you in perfect peace if your mind is staying on him. Today, when you find him, you will experience his peace and his grace and his mercy. Tony Evans, the well-known pastor out of Dallas, Texas, who has roots in Baltimore, tells the story of a woman who's driving through a small town. And she's going 100 in a 55. Well, that kind of driving, they bring you in. They brought her in before the judge. And the judge said, you've broken the law. And your fine is $100. She said, Your Honor, I have no money. And she was pleading. He said, well, that means you'll be in jail for the weekend. And she cried and asked, please, I don't have $100. And the judge did something, as Evans tells the story. The judge pushed back his seat, stood up and took his robe off, and walked around to where the woman was, and gave her $100. And then he walked back behind the bench, and zipped up his robe, and took out a gavel and said, Your fine is $100. It looks like you paid the fee.
Oh.
Don't that sound like he who is the judge?
Yeah. Yeah.
The one that is so merciful.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
That he saw our situation.
Yeah.
That we could not pay the debt for our sin.
Yeah.
I don't know about you, but I've messed up so many times that I have nothing to offer but that judge.
Yeah.
The high judge did something that was very unique.
Yes.
He did what? He took some of himself. He stepped out of glory. Zipped down his deity.
Yeah.
And then he gave us Jesus the Christ.
Yeah.
And then he went back
and
he zipped up his humanity.
Come on.
And all I gotta say today is that I think that we found the Savior.
Yes.
I think that the search is over. And here's why. Jesus paid it all.
Yes.
And all to him I owe.
Yes.
Sin has left a crimson stain.
Yes.
And now he's made me white as snow.
Yes.
Aren't you glad today that you finally called on Jesus?
Yes.
He may have been missing in your experience.
Uh-huh.
And here's how you know that you've got goals. The hymn writer says, he touched me. And oh, what joy has filled my soul. You see, something happened. And now I know he touched me and made me whole. That's when I know I've got close enough to say, hey, I found him. Hey, I found the Savior. Hey, I've located him. Has anybody ever found him?
Oh, how I love Jesus.
he never was really missing. He was there all the time. We have God missing. But once you allow him into your life, your life will never be the same. Would you recognize him? You walked into your experience today. If you're here today, just bow your head. Maybe you don't know. Maybe you're still searching. The search party has since come in, but you're still looking. Father, we come in the name of Jesus. As we come today, God, we realize that we've gone missing. But you are always available. You're one prayer away. So we come today, God, because there may be one in this place who has never given their heart to you. And something has been missing in their experience. There's no joy. There's no peace. There's no love. I pray even now, God, as your word says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, the Bible says you will be saved. Father, save someone today under the sound of my voice. It's not my voice. It is your voice. And once you hear his voice, respond today in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, give God praise today. Thank you for coming today. You're part of this ministry. The door is always open.
Thank you.
The church will always say the doors of the church are open.
Yeah.
I know I came in. But maybe you desire to be a part of this fellowship. We always are available. It's not our church. It's God's church.
Amen.
Let's give him a praise today. Come on, bless the Lord today.